There's always this desire to create some kind of event, something that would seemingly address these issues. But if we just do things episodically and not systemically, then we won't see the type of change that we're looking for.
That's African American Health Equity Task Force member Pastor George Nicholas explaining how positive change in underserved communities cannot happen without addressing the social determinants of that community. Nicholas was part of a Friday summit on best practices for creating equity in poor communities hosted by AARP New York. Health, environment, economics, infrastructure, and education are all major components in determining the overall health of a community, and in Buffalo's Black and Brown communities, those components have been lacking for generations. Nicholas says the default position has been to blame the people suffering the most for their own predicament.
For example, when people say you should eat more fresh fruits and vegetables, well, if you don't have a quality grocery store that supplies those kinds of things within your community, if you don't have access to transportation to go outside of your community to do your grocery shopping, then you cannot respond or you cannot make the kinds of changes within your own life.
Representing Buffalo along with Pastor Nicholas in the AARP summit was mayoral candidate and former Fruit Belt Land Trust Executive Director India Walton, who wonders why community-run organizations have to pick up the slack left by city government.
I also don't want us to get so caught up in the great work that community-based organizations are doing that we absolve our government from their responsibilities. We had Go Bike out striping bike lanes in the streets over the summer. That is not the responsibility of a nonprofit. That is the responsibility of our municipal government. The funding and resources are there. The priorities are not.
Nicholas and Walton both believe there is an incredible amount of work being done right now to address issues of equity, but there remains even more work to do and to not lose the momentum gained this year. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.